Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex. Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media, from my friends.
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is. So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversation, visit forparents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community, 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 to the community.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Part of gold.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
There was a time in my life I thought I had to do it all for myself. I didn't know the grace of God was sufficient, and I didn't know the love of God was at hand. But now I can say, if you are discouraged, struggling just to make it through another day, you got to let it go. Let it all go. And this is what you have to say. Say, I release it and I let go.
In your world, you can just release and let go. Sometimes it could be a little bit of a challenge, but you could still just keep reminding yourself that I release and let go. And when you release and let go, guess what? You just find yourself in love with yourself, in love with the glow. And you're flowing with the love glow, and you're flowing with abundance. So all of that we're going to do today, and I love how when we have a show, things happen to remind me of today's topic. So on that note, let me just say good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You certainly do. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for your patience, Tamara. It's nice to see that you're holding the light, the energy for me. What do you mean? Come on. Slow down. Take a breath. Breathe in and relax. All is well. Even if it looks like things are going out of control, it's already in control. I am so glad to be here. Thank you all for joining me. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I am here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And boy, am I going to release and let go today. Take a breath. I think you can do this. You can do this. Get in the flow. Get in the flow. So we started the show off with Love Glow, just Cynthia, reminding us to just step into the glow of love. Did you feel the love? If you didn't feel the love, I'll play the song again. But no, I won't do that. If you didn't feel the love, go back to sleep and wake up again. Just sleep for another hour. But that was Just Cynthia, Love Glow. And if you want to find out more about Just Cynthia, you can go to her website. It's Just Sent, Just Sent, JUSSENT.com. And, of course, we had the Agape Choir reminding us to release and let go because we are only here for God. You are God in action. You are God in expression. When you remember that, you can let go of being perfect. You can let go of being perfect, Ade. You can stop tripping and just be. Yeah, just be. My guests are here. I am excited. What abundance. I'm surrounded by three computer screens, and I don't even know which one to look at. Life is good. It's getting better. So let's do this. Let's make sure we get back into the chat room and give you some announcement. Tomorrow we have Venus Andridge joining us. She's a medium and a psychic. She's joining us for Spiritual Tag Team, medium, spiritual counselor and a life coach. So tomorrow is going to be different for Spiritual Tag Team. Usually Betty's here, but she'll be behind the scene. But she's been warning me that she's going to find her way in here, but I'm going to keep her out. I'm just powerful like that. But Venus Andridge, she is, I don't know how to describe Venus. Venus is just something else, because I've been listening to her show and I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to have to drink some chamomile tea tomorrow because you think I'm hyper or excited. Venus is off the chain. And also on Friday, Friday, September 16th. So much going on in my head, but don't tell anybody, please. Let me take a breath. Yes, Friday, September 16th. My dear friend and I, Dr. Stephanie Sears, we're hosting a teleconference called The Business of Being Radio Show. Business of Being Teleconference. I need help! I know what I'm going to do. I got to do this, and then I'll come back with an announcement. Because you guys want me to do this, I promise you. And if you're new to Life Conversations Radio, it's okay. It's all right. Because Rebecca and Jill are going to tell you that the flow is already here. They're just going to show you how to get in the flow that is already here. There's nothing you need to do to be in the flow. But right now, there's so much going on that I'm missing the flow. So I just need to center myself. And I need to call on my sister friend, Carly Jackson, to remind me that all is well.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
And I am free. I am free to be. I am free to do. I am free to have. I am free to show up as I am. And I'm even free to just be still. Like now. So, Friday, September 16th, my dear friend and I, Dr. Stephanie Sears, are facilitating a teleconference, The Business of Being. The Business of Being, where we teach you how to do business with the universe, and I'm taking you through some steps, really recognizing or creating a space where your business becomes an extension of your beingness, of who you are. There's so much so that when people experience your business, they experience you. When they experience you, they experience your business. It becomes one because God is all there is. And, so that's if you want to send an email, if you're not on the list, you can send an email to info@thebusinessofbeing.com. info@thebusinessofbeing.com. And make sure you put in your subject box, Transform My Business Now. Transform My Business Now. Now let me bring up my guests, because once they come in, I mean, I'm the blessed, lucky man in the whole world in this very moment. I am surrounded by two powerful women. Oh my God. Ooh, maybe that's what it is. That's why I was getting all jittery. I was getting nervous. This beautiful lady. Can you see that picture? Okay, let me pull up the bio if I can find out where I have it. I think I have it here. Ooh, I'm just so excited. I'm in the flow of love and abundance. Do you guys want to join in the conversation? Okay, I'll bring you in. I won't be selfish. I'm a universal lover. But anyway, let's... here we go. Jill LeBeau is back. She's back. You know what Jill brings. Jill brings that... She loves that spiritual orgy thing, you know, where we tap into that sexual energy, that creative energy, and activate the truth of who we are, where everything else that's on like you get burnt away. So Jill LeBeau is a spiritual psychotherapist who provides a full array of services, including rapid transformation for individuals, couples, and groups. She specializes in guiding people to live their dreams through ease and effortlessness. And we also have Rebecca Grado. She's a licensed intuitive psychotherapist, co-founder of the Goddess Retreat. I wonder if I could go to one of those retreats. I have to do a lot of work. I don't think I can afford that. But she's the co-founder of the Goddess Retreat, a transformational weekend that awakens the radiance and the power within women. And the co-founder of the upcoming book, Taming the Alpha Bitch. Ooh, Lord, how to be fierce and feminine and get everything you want. Everything? Oh, boy, I'm nervous. Get everything? I like the sound of that, though. Hey, Jill, how are you doing?
I'm so great. I didn't know that spiritual orgy is now part of my new bio, but thank you for letting me know. I'll update that.
Well, you did, because in your bio it said you provide a full array of services. Hello?
Okay, point taken. I'll get on top of that, Ade.
No pun intended. Let's go to Rebecca before this show go downhill. Rebecca, rescue me, please.
There's no hope. I've known Jill for far too long. You're in trouble.
Oh, gosh. It's been going off here. I'm just like, okay, all is well. And I think I got too many screens in front of me today. But anyway, so the first thing I want to do before we actually talk about this thing about feng shuiing relationship, how to feng shui our relationships and getting in the flow of love and abundance. Rebecca, I want to ask you a question, but it's a simple question. So the first question I want to ask you, Rebecca, who is Rebecca? Who are you?
Oh, well, I am somebody who is fully committed to evolving my soul, to finding my fullest potential. And I just have to say, I feel so excited every time I think about the time that we are experiencing on the planet right now, because it is just amazing. I mean, we have front row seats to the greatest show on earth right now. And so I know at the depth of my soul that I, you know, claimed this time to be here. And when I am fully in that space of knowing that, you know, these are the times and this is what I'm here to do, is to awaken. Oh, my gosh, I feel as excited as you are in this moment, Ade. You know, it's just this coursing through my body. So, you know, when you ask me who is Rebecca, it's just, you know, she's just one other being on earth who is here at the most, you know, auspicious time, fully awakening into the, you know, into my greatest potential.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Thank you, Rebecca Grado. And I checked that too. Anyway, Jill LeBeau, you get to think about it. Who is Jill LeBeau? Who are you?
Well, God, can I say something after what Rebecca just said? I'm like,
of
okay,
course you can.
Ditto for me. I mean, Rebecca and I have been talking about this for a very long time, and just like Rebecca, I feel every day I'm waking up just feeling so very blessed. I feel like all of us who are here right now on the planet, in some sense, we were chosen to be here, and I don't lose sight of that because I keep people, I'm lucky enough to have people like Rebecca and you, Ade, and Betty, and other amazing beings around me to keep me mindful of just what a privilege it is to be here right now. And every day I'm just feeling that, you know, that people are talking about the buzzing, the increased frequency that's going on. And I so feel that. And I feel like everything in my life has just, it's all been leading up to right here, right now, as a leader in consciousness, to be able to teach by example, to really deepen the whole walk the talk thing and mm-hmm. inspire mm-hmm. and support and just have people understand that there's just no better time, and it's go time.
It is go time. Get set, flow. I understand that. Get set and flow with the love and abundance. I want to welcome all of you. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Those of you in the chat room, Cheryl, it's nice to see you. Congratulations on the new niece, nephew that you have in the family. Gina Julie, my sister, my dear friend, it's been such a while. Glowing Gooch, glow. Welcome. Marjorie and Nahali, Rebecca, Tamara, Virtual Office Center, Electra, thank you all for being here. Those of you I can see and those I can't see, thank you for tuning in. And those of you on the phone line as well, Celeste is in the house, thank you so much. We also invite you to share the show with your friends, your families, your lovers, your haters, your dog, your cat, your birds, your grandmama. Tweet it right now. Tweet the show. Share it on social networks. Just tell people this is where you need to be, because there's some amazing people gathering together and transforming this very moment, because we are. So, yes, we want to talk about this thing called flowing with love and abundance. And, Jill, when you talk about being mindful when we're surrounded by people that to help us remember, you know, it's like, that's the thing that I think takes us out of the flow. But before I go deep, I want you to, yeah, let me go to Jill first. I'm going to go back and forth. I'm just let the spirit run the show, because if Ade tries to run this, it's going to be all over. Right now, I'm just going to just surrender and let it be. So, Jill, let's talk about this idea of getting in the flow of love and abundance. You know, what does that really mean when we're talking about feng shui in our relationships? In the chat room, someone just said, let's see, they said, I just released my, she said, it's funny, okay, she said she just ended a relationship, she said it imploded, well, two of them said they just released a relationship. So when we're talking about feng shui your relationship, what does that mean?
So it means, again, we all have to, as we are in the process of awakening, take full responsibility for what we're putting into our mind, what we're putting into our body, the energy that we surround ourselves with, that obviously includes the people that we spend time with in our life, mm-hmm. because that has profound impact in terms of the general energy that we run on a daily basis. So when you think about relationships, if our relationships are humming, we just feel on top of the world. We feel like there's nothing we can't do. But if there's one thing going wrong in any one of our relationships, some unfinished uh-huh. business, something that's kind of, it's tugging at our heartstrings, it tanks our energy. So uh-huh. this is about taking the powerful principles of feng shuiing the mind, and when you have a feng shuied mind, it just does wonders for the kind of energy we bring into relationships. And one of the most empowering things about this is it's not dependent on who the other person is in the relationship. It's the power lies within us. We can, again, learn how to feng shui our own minds and end up bringing a very empowered, very loving energy to mm-hmm. people that we spend time with. So in doing that, in transforming the kind of energy we have in our inner circles, where, of course, that energy, we all know, it's emanating out into the farthest reaches of the cosmos. So that's why Rebecca and I are so excited to be able to share this with people.
You said something, but I'm going to actually throw the question to Rebecca. This whole thing about the energy that's about how we're feeling that dictates how our relationship is showing up for us and what we attract to us. But what about people who say, well, I understand that, you know, I'm peaceful. I meditate, Rebecca. They say, I meditate. I read my affirmations. I listen to Agape. I do this. I listen to Wayne Dyer. You know, I'm always grounded. But my partner... Oh, they just got bad energy, and they just bring so much unrest into the relationship. I can't deal with it. What would you say to that, Rebecca?
Well, I would say that there might be a reason that you were called into this person's life, and if you know, I think we oftentimes match energy. So to the extent that you may be learning how to stay neutral to the energy of somebody else, that's a great lesson for you. It's how can I walk out into the world and not become the effect of the people around me? So that's one part of it. The other part of it is that we're also the teachers for all others. And so how about, you know, switching it from, oh, I can't believe this person's always dragging me down, to how about I show up and offer something to this person? So in the presence of disruption and drama or unrest or whatever you feel in your partner, what if you show up being the peace that, you know, offering that ripple effect that goes out into the world? It shifts. You can feel, as I'm saying that, you shift from being a victim to something to actually being in that position of empowerment where you get to offer all that you are and all that you have in this moment to the world around us. So it really is about what can I learn and what can I give, and that's truly standing in the place of total empowerment.
What can I learn and what do I have to give? Listeners, what can you learn from this conversation? What are you learning about your life? The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. And I want to go with that, you know, the whole thing of what can I learn, what can I learn and what can I give. Sometimes the idea for me as a coach working with people, the idea it's just an idea, but with clients that I'm working with, like, yeah, I understand it's something I need to learn, it's something that I'm here to give something, but, you know, it's almost like, you just don't quite get it. What can we start to do? And I'll throw this question to either of you, to whoever's feeling led to share. It's how do we get to that point? What energy work, what spiritual practice, what things can we start to do so that we can arrive at that place where we can embody the idea that I am here to learn, I am here to give?
Oh, I'd love to jump in with that, because I think one of the first qualities that we need to have is discipline. Like as you said, Ade, it's so easy to have things as concept. I'm 100% responsible for the reality I'm creating. That's a concept.
I know that's right.
Until somebody,
then life happens.
Then life happens. Somebody annoys us, and we're like, "It's happening to me." So really, it's like, you know, taking that concept and having the discipline and the commitment to put it into practice, because we all know it's not easy to say. It's not easy to say that, you know, I'm 100% responsible for, you know, the things that are less than perfect in my life. I'm definitely responsible for all the good things I'm creating, but I really don't want to acknowledge, you know, right, the people that are showing up in ways that are less than desirable. So it's really, again, taking that commitment to the concept, dedication, and discipline to say, no, I am attracting this into my life, and we can either see things from the victim that it's happening to me, or we can flip that and say it's happening for me. Now my job is to figure out why. Why would I be creating this as an empowered co-creator of my reality? Why would I have called this forth? What muscle am I building within me? That's when we step into empowerment. That's when we move from the wah, you know, look at my life, and into, you feel excited, like, ooh, this is juicy stuff.
Right.
So, Jill, do you have anything to add?
Well, I love what you're saying, and what I want to add is this. I want to talk about what happens when we, you know, because you were talking about discipline and commitment. So when we think about the body, when we're disciplined and committed to, you know, exercise our bodies, optimally, what happens? We get stronger, we feel so much better, we feel healthier, we're increasing the chi, we're giving the chi plenty of room. Let's bring the feng shui piece into this, giving it plenty mm-hmm. of room to flow with ease. That's called health, well-being, optimal health. Same with this practice. Because I just had this experience in the last, I don't know, week or week and a half. I'm so in the moment, I don't remember exactly when it was. But I remember thinking, oh, man, I'm tweaked. My energy's starting to spiral downward. I don't like this. I don't like this. You know, I felt very victimized initially, and somebody was supposed to do something. It looked like they're not. My reactive pattern jumped right in there. I'm pissed. I'm angry. Feeling the energy start to tank, and then what I do is when I notice that happening, you know, and I notice it real fast, I kind of put the brakes on and start going into the feng shui your mind piece in terms of, you know, what are the thoughts in my mind, decluttering, et cetera, and I go through the four-step process, and I was amazed. Here's the really cool part. In doing that, I was so amazed when I woke up a day later, the very next morning, I was in such a state of peace. It just felt like bliss, and I was like, where'd all that anger go? Where'd all that pissed off energy, where did it go? I had so transformed it that I literally was, when I was thinking the day before, kind of forcing myself to think, this is happening for me, not to me. Mm-hmm. The next morning, I was like, oh, this really did happen for me. Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. And I was mm-hmm. really sending gratitude to, you know, the other party. So it's, you know, I'm amazed by this, and that's why I'm so excited to be sharing this with other people.
Yes, yes, yes. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. My guests are Jill LeBeau and Rebecca Grado. They are facilitators of Feng Shui Your Relationship and living in the flow of love and abundance. This is a teleconference is coming up soon. We'll talk more about that. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. When we come back, I want to talk about that four-step process, because this whole thing about the conscious spiritual path, because I believe that all of us are spiritual already. There's nothing you need to do to be spiritual. It is who you are. But as spiritual beings having this human experience, there are things we do to remind us of our true identity. And I really believe that's why when we hear the ideas, the concept, read the book, it feels so right. We know it's true, but somehow there's a challenge to embody what we're hearing, what we're reading, what we're taking in. When we come back, I want to talk about that four-step process and how, you know, what listeners can do to actually catch themselves in the moment, even if they're in a relationship that's not working. And when we come back from the break, because we have a listener in the chat room, Marjorie, she said, I understand that everyone comes into our lives for a reason, but we owe it to ourselves to know when to let go of a situation that does not allow you to be who you are. Great point. We certainly do. You got to love yourself. Sometimes you got to love people from a distance. But I want to just expand that when we come back, Rebecca and Jill, and how we can use the four-step process to actually shift things around. Because really, once you change, everything around you would change. So it becomes, you know, it's like the energy supports us in doing what needs to be done. But when we come back, we'll talk about that. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad and we will come to you. And just a reminder here, let me go back up. Earlier, I played A Release and Let Go from the Agape Choir. If you want to find out more about them, you can go to their website. It is agapelive.com, agapelive.com. You can find out more about their great work that they're doing. Ricky Byers Beckwith as well. Her website address is weletitbe.com. We're going to take a break. The number is 347-426-3346. And there's something else I want to pull up here, which I don't quite have in front of me. In the meantime, check out this website, FengShuiYourRelationships.com. FengShuiYourRelationship.com. You know, without relationships, you won't know who you are. You'll be clueless. So you need people to push your button. And when they push your button, you can say, oh, I know what's going on here. They're reminding me to turn on the light because I am the light. Thank you for pushing my button.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom.
You ready?
Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
Yes, Life Conversations Radio. Activating the voice. Activating your voice. Giving your voice back to you. You may have released it to other people because they appeared as if they knew better in a relationship, or you feel you weren't good enough. Today we're activating your voice and say, express yourself. Jill LeBeau is here. Rebecca Grado is here. And the number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Living in the flow of now, living in the flow of love and abundance. I'm loving it. You know, I was saying this earlier, Jill and Rebecca, this thing about I found that when I do a show that something happens that just really ties in with the topic. So today, this whole thing about living in the flow of love and abundance, let me put it this way, I'm present. So I'm glad you guys are here to support me in the process and remind me that all is well. So Rebecca, let's start with Rebecca, since that's what came out. Let's talk about the steps of the four-step process, or if Jill wants to tackle it, that's fine too. But this four-step process that Jill talked about to help us move through moments that feels heavy, that feels like, you know, we're being victimized.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we do have the four-step process, and the first step is that you really need to recognize all the things, the thoughts, the beliefs, the habits, behaviors, the emotions within you that are blocking you, that are hindering you and weighing you down from having the life of your dreams, the relationship of your dreams. And so, again, that's just really about taking the time to recognize those, you know, as Jill and I joke about, they're the thoughts that came in as little renters. They just sort of appeared in our lives, and they sort of became residents, and now they own the home. You know, they have the title, the deed to the home. And so, you know, but the good news is that these thoughts and again, habits and behaviors that we've adopted, through recognition, we can easily release them. It's just, you know, it's part of identifying the things that we tell ourselves, the stories that we tell about our lives, about the people in our lives, and it's really about just being mindful, being aware of what am I saying in this moment, and we'll know the story that we're telling by the way we're feeling. If we're uplifted and inspired and our energy is soaring, then we're probably telling a wonderful story. But if our energy starts to lag, if it starts to drop, if we're just starting to get anxious and angry, then listen to the story that you're telling about the people and the circumstances in your life. I can't believe this is happening. This person always does this to me. They're always late. You know, and then that's going to drop our energy. So through identifying the, again, thoughts, habits, beliefs, emotions that we have, we can begin to shift them, to change them. And as we do, we create space in our life. We can begin to then replace that and envision a better way of being. You know, thoughts that uplift us and inspire us, emotions that soar, habits that actually, you know, that again, through discipline and commitment, we can create better habits that take us so much further in life. But let me stop there and see if Jill wants to jump in with any thoughts around this.
Well, I like how you're rolling it out, and I just want to add that one way to stay motivated to do this is to be really mindful of the cost of not doing it. So we all understand, you know, everything's energy, and if we allow the old, outdated story to take residence in our mind, again, our energy is going to tank. Then with the law of attraction, what's going on is the things we have been working toward all of our lives and most yearn for, be it a loving, exquisitely intimate, juicy, satisfying relationship, or more financial abundance, greater health and well-being, whatever it is, we're literally repelling that energy. Why? Because the things we want are high energy. So we need to remain a match. And that's something that if we can just keep that as like a neon sign kind of flashing in the center of our consciousness, as we can feel our energy starting to tank, we're telling the same old story, just remember that, and then the motivation will come. It's like, let's connect the dots. Is that going to get you what you want? No, absolutely not. So then we need to tell that different story. So just wanted to add that.
Yes, absolutely, yes. Absolutely. And when we remember that the power lies within us, we are the architects of our destiny. We are creating our lives in every single moment through the story that we're telling, through the energy that we're offering the universe. When we realize that, then we realize that in any given moment, we can stop, shift the energy, raise our vibration, tell a better story, and feel into at a core deep level that new, you know, reality. And before long, we are then attracting that back to ourselves. So I think this is the time on the planet that we are really, as humanity, getting that we are the co-creators of our reality and that power within us to know that at any moment we're not the victim of happenstance, that we're creating it. As we step into that, it's really exhilarating. It's completely exciting to know that. And so I think that, you know, that's part of the four-step process. First, we get rid of the stuff that's no longer serving. Then we begin to envision, you know, the reality that we really are desiring, that we're designing. And then we begin to position ourselves through our thoughts, through our behaviors, through our emotion, to then get into the fourth step, which is to attract. So it's declutter, envision, position, and attract. And again, this is what I call total empowerment.
And I love what you're saying as well about, that's such a good point, about to recognize we can change it in an instant, because we're practicing something every single day. We can either, and it's basically, it boils down to one of two things. We're either practicing reinforcing fear by not going through this process, or we're going to practice connecting with who we are, which is pure, unlimited love. And so if we are practicing this, what happens is that we just start mastering it. It's just like, what do you do after you inhale? You exhale. And it does it does really take on the feeling of greater and greater ease because it's a practice.
Yes.
So what's so cool is, and why we're so, you know, fired up about it is, again, given the profound shifts that are happening right now and the just that increased frequency, it's like we have like an immediate feedback system going on right now in the universe. So when we do something like what I just described, what I did in an afternoon, you know, recently where I shifted it all, and then to see, whoa, it's like I feel like then the universe goes, okay, good job, Jill. Here's the thumbs up from the divine, and it's going to come in a variety of forms, all of which are, it just feels like, it's like the divine is going, take these gifts now. You earned them. You worked at it, and I want you to have these. There's this immediate feedback thing that's going on that is so, it really takes life into the feeling of being a magical adventure. It's not like the challenges disappear, but it's more like we like to talk about, one of our favorite terms is become a relationship alchemist. And what is alchemy? It's, again, I like to think of it as like, okay, put all the old smelly straw that you want at my front doorstep. That's fine. Bring it. Just bring it, because you know what? I'll spin it into gold. And it just becomes this fun, it's like a game. And, again, with so many benefits in terms of feeling the enthusiasm that is who we really are. And what's enthusiasm? It's our connection to the divine. So the enthusiasm you're hearing in my voice, the enthusiasm that you're hearing with Ade and with Rebecca, that's who we are.
I'm glad you went there, because the question that was parking in my mind was just pulling in at the stop. Like, okay, this next question. And you tied into, because I want to really go with that here. You know, I meet people because of the work I do. People say, well, yeah, you know, it's easy for you. Or people say, well, you know, it's not like that. People tend to compare themselves to authors or people who are out there teaching spiritual truth, as if we are in this elevated space and we've just mastered life and everything is working for us perfectly. We don't encounter any challenges. They say, well, but you don't know my husband. You don't know my partner. You don't know my wife. You don't know what I have to deal with. Oh, my boss can, you know, it's just like there's always this what you don't know. That whole thing about but, you know, they have a way of putting their butt in the way.
Right.
And you also talked about discipline and commitment. Let's talk about people who are in a relationship and saying, yeah, I want to be in the flow of love and abundance. I mean, I just want to be in a place where my partner, my spouse and I are just enjoying life, but somehow everything I tried is not working. And I know that the key is discipline and commitment. Can you just expand on that some more? Someone who's feeling the frustration, the resistance, the angst of, I want to be in the flow. The flow is already here anyway, but somehow the discipline and commitment is missing. What could just expand on that so that they could start to feel like, well, maybe hope is not lost after all.
Well, I would like to jump in and just say resistance is the language of the cluttered mind.
Mm.
And so when people can identify that, and like you said, the but shows up, but you don't know what I'm dealing with, but you don't know my husband, you don't know my wife, you don't know. So, but that's the cluttered mind. And when we're operating out of the cluttered mind, it's like we're driving a car and now, mm-hmm. you know, the windows are just, it has all this mud on the front window. How well are we going to drive that car? So that's the cluttered mind. As far as discipline and commitment, here's the thing. That's why when we had designed the four-step process, my co-author Maureen Radis of Feng Shui Your Mind, when we designed this, it was very much intentional, where we said, you know what, with everything people are dealing with, you know, nobody wants to spend 8 hours a day chanting Om and, you know, doing 50 hours a day of yoga. Who's got the time? So mm-hmm. it became, what's a very simple, you know, don't give people 20 steps, give them 4. And really, the last step is do nothing. That's, as you know, my personal favorite, which is where
Ooh.
You end up doing nothing. So it's
Ooh,
like,
yeah, don't get me started on doing nothing. Go ahead.
It's really about 3 steps. Now, the thing is, if the 3 steps that you're taking on a daily basis are so simple and easy to do, come on. It's not. So, yeah, be disciplined about that. Look, if you want to have a healthy mouth, brush your teeth. It's not that hard. It's really not that hard. And as then the more you do it, you know, the easier it becomes. So what I like to tell people is when they say, well, but, you know, it sounds like it's a lot of work to do something different. You know, I say to them, well, is it easy to suffer? Because you're telling me you're suffering.
It's a lot of work to carry the burden.
And they're saying, oh, it's so much easier because it's, you know, this is what I know. And I like to say this. You might think it's easier, but if you really stop and think about it, I think the word that you mean is familiar. It's familiar to do it the way that you've been doing it. But easy is feeling good in life and feeling joy and feeling gratitude and feeling, you know, that most of the moments that you spend on a daily basis are just in that state of exalted love. That's what easy is. So what do you
think? Even
you
as we're talking, yeah, I was going to say, even as we're talking, there's this almost this vibration of heaviness that comes with the word commitment and dedication. And that so is not the case, you know, for me. When I feel commitment and dedication, they feel very light. They feel grounding, but they feel inspiring to me to be a committed person, to be a person dedicated. I think, you know, that's just a beautiful thing. It's really about knowing what are we committed and dedicated to.
Good point.
Are we committed and dedicated to Source? Are we committed and dedicated to the innate perfection within us and revealing that? Doesn't that raise your spirits just to say that? So when I say these words, to me it's like once we know and we align ourselves with what we are committed to, I'm committed to bringing out the best in the people around me. I am committed to keeping my energy as high as possible and being a blessing to this planet. These are things that raise our vibration. And the question that came up earlier a day is that, well, how do we know when to stay and when to go? If there is a person who is in my life who is committed to misery and suffering, am I doing them a favor by being anchored down with them? No, if I am committed to revealing the best within me, then maybe it really means stepping away from them, leaving with love, not leaving with anger and judgment. But maybe, so it's like, so that person who asked, if you are committed to your soul's growth and awakening the potential within you, you begin to say no to the things around you that consistently hold you down, that to the things around you and the people around you who are committed to staying in lower vibrations, we lovingly let them go because of our dedication to ourselves. So when I think of these two words, to me, they align me with that, like, oof, that inner power, that juicy stuff that keeps me going.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, that's such a good point. And I like the question, what are you committed and dedicated to? If we ask ourselves in every moment, or particularly times where things are challenging, because when things are flowing, when we're in the flow of love and abundance, we forget. Because we're in the zone. We're not thinking. So it feels right. But it's times where through our bodies, we realize we're not in the flow. Through what's coming back at us, we realize, oh, I think I'm out of the flow. Those times we can ask ourselves, what am I committed to? What am I dedicated to now? What am I holding on to that I need to let go of? Because that's what really makes a difference. And unless we're ready to apply this, even what Jill was saying, it's a spiritual practice. We have to keep practicing. We have to keep practicing. Now, Kamau, my dear friend who is in the chat room, he lives in Spain right now. We were talking about practice and as a spiritual practice. And we're not practicing. We're performing. We are already that. And it's true. On a human level, we have to, because so much is coming at us, we have to remind ourselves of who we are. We have to remember that I am the extension of Source. What am I committed to? I'm committed to love and abundance. What am I committed to? I'm committed to peace. I'm committed to really shining my light. And when you understand that, there are no mistakes. So when it's time to let go, sometimes it may be rough. Sometimes it's a conversation. Sometimes people will just move out of your life. And it's easy once you're clear what you're committed to, what you're dedicated to, and it makes a difference.
Yes.
You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on lifeconversationsradio.com. I am here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All the shows are archived, so you can always come back and listen to it, download it, take it with you, work out to it. Maybe even when you're having an argument with your loved one, your partner, your spouse, your wife, your girlfriend, or whoever, you can say, wait, let's stop right now. Let's listen to this show that I heard on Life Conversations Radio. Let's feng shui our relationship. And just by time, before you get to the end anyway, boy, you've just been a whole different vibration. So you owe it to yourself. You owe it to yourself. Every time you feel that resistance, you want to ask yourself, well, if I'm holding on to being right, what is it costing me? If I'm holding on to being right, what is it costing me? Or you can just say, you know what, do I want to be happy? Yeah, I think I want to be happy. So I can let go of the stuff that doesn't work. Number 347-426-3346. Jill LeBeau and Rebecca Grado are my guests. If you want to find out more about Jill, you can go to her website, fengshuiyourmind.com. Fengshuiyourmind.com. And Rebecca's website address is Rebecca Grado. Her name, Rebecca, you know how to spell that. And last name is GRADO.com. They're also putting together a course called Feng Shui Your Relationships, Living in the Flow of Love and Abundance. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. We've been talking about it, but just details about it is what I mean. Let's take a call. Let's go here. Let's open that browser. That's not the browser. Let's push this one. Yes, that's the one. Okay, here we go. Feng Shui my computer, Lord.
I hear you.
So my computer could be in the flow of this joy and passion that we're feeling.
That's our next workshop that
That's
I
right.
need to go to. I need to be in it.
That's taking defrag to a whole new level. Defrag, no, Feng Shui your computer. Feng Shui your dick. Just lay hands on it and do nothing. Think of love and abundance. Think of angels. All is well right now. Now, let me get back to my computer. Okay, let's go to Celeste. Hey,
oh,
Celeste.
You make me laugh, Life Coach Ade. Hello, Jill. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, so much.
I know, Rebecca. My goodness. Okay, I'm going to do this quick because I'm sure there's other people who want to call in. But I have a gift, and I thought it was just going to be for Jill, but Rebecca and I are now Facebook friends. So I was able to get her birthday, and I couldn't believe that the both of you are Cancers. I mean,
well,
I should have known it.
Of course,
I should have known
it. You a Cancer?
No, actually, I was raised by one, so I'm water just by osmosis. So I'm a Taurus. But anyway, my point is, when I've spoken to Jill several times, and I've always wanted to give her something about her sign, and I could not believe that, Rebecca, I get to give this to you too. But there's an affirmation for Cancers connected with the Chariot, which is my favorite number. Well, one of my favorite numbers is 7, and that's in tarot. And some of the words that you guys have been using is actually in your affirmation. So that was my confirmation to go forward with the gift. And what it says is, the Chariot focuses on accomplishing her goals. She uses discipline and determination to succeed or win. She knows how to move around in the world and take care of herself. She is in the driver's seat of her life. And I would add that I'm just so grateful that all of you are vibrational match and I get to witness and be present to meet spiritual Amazons. And
wow.
Life Coach Ade, you rock. This is a beautiful show, man. Thank you so much.
Oh, wait, one more thing.
There was one more thing I forgot.
Okay.
When you guys were talking about the little renters, I almost bust out laughing because I'm used to hearing on this show about stop franchising the things that don't serve you. So you guys are so in alignment, and I just wanted to add my energy and say thank you.
Oh,
thank
blessings,
you, Celeste.
Oh, my gosh.
That was awesome. Hey, Celeste. Oh, sorry. Celeste.
Thank you. Yes,
Celeste.
I'm here. Thank you
so much.
I wanted
to tell you, hey, Celeste, I thought about you the other day. I was doing my power walk, my spiritual walk at the bay, and
yeah.
Jessica showed up 2 feet in front of my face.
a hummingbird.
Yes, and I was like, oh my, but now check this out. It showed up. I literally had this thought in my head where I was looking around at the bay where I just feel so on fire, and I was like, oh my God, you know what? I am so lucky. And then within seconds, boom, there was the hummingbird. It had to be really close to me because I'm very myopic, very nearsighted, so it had to show up pretty close so I could see it. But I thought,
so
I wish
beautiful.
Celeste, I thought to myself, I wish Celeste could see this. But I thought about
it. I do. I see it with you right now. And, you know, in a day I'm going to stop. But the hummingbird actually equals 44, and 4 plus 4 is 8, which is the energy of the day. And it's a very powerful card. And I'm going to send that to both you and Rebecca because it features three goddesses at the tree of life, balancing the elements and answering for each other. So I'll make sure everything I said to you today, I'll give you that 7 and then 8 for justice, actually, and Mother Peace Tarot. So that's it. I love you guys so much. Thank you.
Well, I'm all about the goddess energy, and I love that new title, Spiritual Amazon.
Woo. I know that's right. Celeste is definitely a spiritual alchemist disguised as a regular folk on the street.
Oh, yeah.
She ties everything together. You're like, whoa, sister, how did you pull that out? Oh, wow. The number is 347-426-3346. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're coming back and take a call. But what I want to do before we take the break, I want to give this question to you, Jill and Rebecca. The question in the chat room is, and when we come back, I want you to answer it. The question in the chat room is, scroll up. Here we go. Marjorie in the chat room said, knowing that we are co-creators of our reality, and if I've been holding the space of gratitude, meditation, prayer, and holding a higher vibrational frequency for the right partner, then how is it? I was going to say, she didn't say this. I was going to say, how the hell is it? But she didn't say that. She said, how is it that we, because that's just what it sounds like. How the hell is it that I attract the wrong people? Can somebody answer that? No, she said, how is it that we can attract the wrong person? Don't answer that now. Ooh, I got so much to say about that. But anyway, don't answer that yet. When we come back, she's been holding the high vision. She's been holding gratitude and meditation. But somehow, the wrong person always seems to just show up. Ooh, this should be good. I can't wait. I don't even want to take a break, but I have to. I will. I'm choosing to. Ooh, thank you, Marjorie, for that question. We'll be right back. The number is 347-426-3346. I mean, come on, God. Come on. Help me out here. I'm doing all that I need to do to be aligned. And who is this person in my life? Anyway. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Stafford, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Yes, indeed. We are committed to assisting you to move as you want to move from a place where you attract people that align with your energy so that you don't bring in the wrong people. So, Jill, Rebecca, please, I mean, how is it that you do your work, you do your spiritual practice, you're committed to transformation, and you give gratitude, or let me just make it personal. I pray, I meditate, I affirm, I hold a high vibration, but somehow I keep attracting the wrong people into my life. Rebecca, please help me.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, again, we shift our perception from victim, and that's why is it happening to me, to seeing that everything is happening for me. So when we put a request out to the universe, I want this ideal partner, the universe instantly and lovingly, being a benevolent universe, says, yes, everything that you desire and more I want for you. But here's the caveat. Sweetheart, you need to release everything that's getting between you and the vibrations, the things that you dream of. So all those things that you're attracting into your life, the men that you're attracting in, or the partners that you're attracting into your life right now, these are the lower vibrations of the things you don't want. And the universe says yes to your dreams, and then it goes immediately into action to release, to remove anything that's standing between you and those dreams. And so clarity through contrast, you know, the contrast will appear. And rather than see it as why do I keep, you shift into that, I get it. Something within me is still attracting this level of, you know, person, these qualities in a person that I don't want. So then we go within ourselves and we say thank you to the universe. Thank you for revealing that within myself that needs to be healed, released, transformed, transmuted, so that I can then only attract that which I desire. Because the premise is this: it would not be showing up in your life if it wasn't within you. As within, so without. So it's showing up in your life only to show you what still needs to be released. And I guarantee you the qualities that you're resisting or you're pushing away in somebody else are there within you, and it's just your task to say thank you for showing me. It's like somebody showing you a window with handprints on it. They're not showing you the handprints so that you can get angry and say, why are the handprints? So they're showing you saying, right here, because you asked for a clearer view. You asked for more clarity into your soul. So I'm just showing you what needs to be cleared away. And so that's my take on it, Jill.
Well, I love what you're saying. I love what you're saying, and because what I was hearing also was I was picking up on the victim story, and I know for myself that nothing changed when I had my own victim story. Why is this happening to me? I'm working so hard. And I still wasn't getting the results that I was wanting. I had to change the story. I recognized the cost at looking at it that way. And when I was willing to change the story, what happened was that I was able to then step into a place of peace and empowerment. The kind of desperation that I was feeling about and the anger, I'm doing everything right. Why isn't this happening? It shifted. When I shifted my own energy, that's when things changed outside of me. It's the law of reflection. And so when I experienced that, it just became reinforcing. And that's why now I recognize it and I do it as quickly as I possibly can. My question would be for people to really think about is this: how feng shuied is your mind on a daily basis? Because you know what? You could be, again, praying 12 hours a day, doing all kinds of meditation, standing on your head, you could do all those things, and it's still going to come back down to what's the energy that you're emanating from within. And if your mind has clutter in it, I guarantee you that energy is going to be there's going to be a lot of funky energy within you, and that's going to perpetuate. You're going to see that showing up in every area of your life.
Part of transforming this, part of shifting our perspective, and it's what you were saying, Jill, is really recognizing that what we don't want to come in, we oftentimes focus on. And what you focus on expands.
Beautiful.
And so, and what you focus on, you anchor within yourself energetically. It's through resistance that we actually, you know, when you look at resistance on an energy level, And I've been, you know, a clairvoyant for 25 years, so I can really see what happens. The minute we don't want something, we literally lock it into our being.
Yep.
We don't let it flow through us. So for whatever those qualities are that we don't want in a mate, I'm sick of this, I'm so tired of, why am I attracting this? You're literally anchoring it into your space energetically, and once it's anchored in, you're attracting that which, you know, that which you're trying to get rid of. So when you realize that there's resistance there, what we actually do, which seems so paradoxical, we can welcome it. The qualities that you don't want in a mate, find them and welcome them. Give them room. I love you. Get all the love in your heart and send love to that quality. And you begin to see it. Because there's no more resistance, it'll start to dissipate. So if I just can't stand men who abandon me, I'd never want a man who abandons me again. That is your radio beacon system to the universe to keep attracting more of that. But once you say, you know, I'm at peace around that, abandonment, it's simply an energy. It's simply a quality. And I don't have, I can gather my fear, I don't, or my power over this. And through love, we transmute that fear. And so it's like, again, we release the resistance around it, and that's when it'll dissipate. That's when it'll fall away. It's at the point that we really don't care if it's in our life or it's not, that we're neutral to it, and that's when we actually stop attracting from that. So we're moving towards, on an energy level, neutrality within ourselves. It appears, it doesn't appear, it's here, it's not here. When it doesn't matter anymore, we know that we're not resisting it, we're neutral to it, and we no longer are attracting from that space. So then we can move up into and focus on what we do want to attract from. So as long as it's appearing in your life, it's an opportunity. It's not a burden, it's a blessing. It's an opportunity for you to do some really good house cleaning. And so that's when we feel more, you can feel the excitement well up rather than the, experience.
So be a become a relationship alchemist is really what you're saying.
Yes. You know, it's interesting because, you know, you two have spoken to it. But the thing is, there's this thing when we think of a spiritual path, that when we start doing those spiritual practice, when we start practicing and meditating, there's sometimes this idea, and I'm not just talking to Marjorie in the chat room, but just those of on the spiritual path, because I hear it with my clients. There's this idea of thinking everything would just be blissful, and then there'll be no challenges, no health challenge, nothing, no financial challenge, because I'm spiritual. But the truth is, when you step on the spiritual path consciously, when you make a conscious decision to know who you are, everything unlike yourself will be revealed to you.
Yes.
So not only are we doing or being different, well, let me stay with doing. Not only are we doing the spiritual practice things, the affirmation or whatever, we have to remember now you're going to become aware. So you're going to see things that you didn't recognize, because before you were just in your own world. Now you're aware, and the more you're aware, the more you're aware of. So it's like what you two were saying, Jill and Rebecca. It's this. It's there's something about recognizing that. I think you said something, Rebecca. Clarity through contrast.
Yes.
We are the love that we seek to experience. We already at peace. We're already abundant. We're already the love, but the universe, just the way this wonderful law of the universe works together, anything that blocks us from experiencing that show up as people or things. So instead of saying that's a wrong person, that's the wrong thing, that person is mean, what they're actually doing is they're giving you a gift. Like, there is a way of being about you. There's a thought, there's a perception of how you see things that is blocking you from experiencing who you are. And it doesn't matter. You can say, oh, they're so negative, I can't wait to get away from them. But guess what? You get away from them, a few minutes later, a week later, a month later, they are back with a different mask, and you will be confused. Go ahead, Rebecca.
I was going to say, we can even take it a step further, because when you think about, like, the adversities, the aversions that show up in your life, oh my gosh, I am such a strong, courageous, as Celeste was saying, I ride on a chariot. I mean, when I begin to recognize that I'm taking on betrayal, I'm taking on some college course, spiritual, you know, adventures so that I can release them. This is not, you know, this is not baby stuff. So, you know, when I start feeling, when I see these experiences happening in my life, I know myself to be just this being that is so courageous, who is willing to take on these tough things, you know, for the greater good and for, you know, the good of myself. That again, I keep using the word, but it feels so empowering rather than, you know, victimizing. So it's just, you know, it's again, it's another little spin on it. But when big things are coming in, I actually now feel so excited because I know that this growth period that I'm in is leading to a clear vision into my soul. And isn't that what I asked for? Yes. Every morning I ask to, you know, to move closer to my true innate nature, which is pure enlightenment. And so the love of Source says, yes, let me assist you in that. Here's all the garbage you must release. Yes. So my response to that is, yes. I'm so proud of myself. Yes.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And so a conscious spiritual way of living is to embrace the good and the good. Sometimes the other good may be disguised as something else.
Mm.
It's embracing all that is. So we let go of what is good, of what is bad, what is right or wrong. Real spiritual walk is looking at everything as an expression, as a teacher. When we do that, it's less easy. Now, there are times it's still challenging, but the work is to always go back and say, okay, there's a gift here. What's the gift? What am I here to learn? What am I here to give? No matter what it is, because nothing comes to you unless you are vibrational match to it. It is law. It is law. If you want to change the people you're attracting or the things you're attracting, change your vibration. That is the work. That is the work. We're getting close to releasing the show, and I don't know what's going on in the chat room, but something is going on. I think we just got a lot of energy, so the technologies just can't handle all this powerful. I'm going to put myself as a spiritual Amazon, too. You know, I'm just squeeze in there. I get in the middle. You guys can protect me. So I was like, what's going in there?
You can ride the chariot with us.
Oh, don't do that to me. I can go so many places, but I won't. I won't. I'm going to stay spiritual and say the right thing because that was going to take me somewhere else. But anyway, Jill will tell you I can go places.
You're in good company.
Okay, great.
We can go places too.
Marjorie, I trust that answered your question and it brought you inside. And in this moment, you can just take that holy breath and go, so all the wrong people were actually giving me a gift. And you can give thanks for the wrong people or the wrong person that's been showing up. And not just Marjorie, all of us, because that's what it is. It's a universal game of hide and seek. We know who we are, but we pretend we don't know. So we said, okay, I'm going to hide, and you're going to be there to remind me who I am. It's like, wait, I haven't seen it yet. Wait. But it's a game. It's a game, and you got to do the work. Jill and Rebecca have provided a platform to you for you to embody the truth, embody the work, embody what you know as an idea, as a concept. And if you have any questions before we go, we're going to talk about the course, the dates, and all the other details. But the number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Let's see. We're going to squeeze it in. We've got – let me go to Betty. Betty wants to jump in. Let's see here. It's been a great show. I mean, I feel like I've been in a gym for the past 2 hours. Spiritual gym. Hey, Betty, you're live.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey, Betty.
You know, your next book is going to have to be Feng Shui in Your Mouth.
Okay.
I have two quick questions, and you may can answer them both or not, but I was talking to a person in here in McDonald's, asking me, what am I doing on the computer? And he had asked me a question when I told him about the show.
how does a person know when they should feng shui a bad relationship? I mean, you're in this relationship and it's not going so good. How do you know when it's worth feng shuiing? And then what about it, your process and everything you do? How does a single person fit into that? Could they, take your website, your course, and get something out of it, even if they don't have in a relationship?
Good question. That's a good question. Well, unless you're living on an island, remote island somewhere, you're in a relationship. You're in a relationship with the people at McDonald's right now.
I know that's
so
right.
So the bottom line is you have coworkers, you have neighbors, you have parents, you might have children, there's salespeople in your life. These are relationships, and these are all the mirrors, the reflections back to you. So this isn't, we want to be very, very clear. When we say relationship, we mean relationship in the most expansive sense of the term. This is not just a relationship with an intimate partner. This is all relationships, yes? Absolutely.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So true, so true. So that answers the question. And, even the part about how does someone know when to feng shui a bad relationship? I think the answer is already in the question. if you really think it's a bad relationship, it's time to feng shui.
Right.
I think the key
is to know what is the lesson. That's the question you're asking yourself with spirit. What is the lesson that I'm learning in this situation? Once you know what it is that you're learning, I had a situation years ago where somebody kind of came down on my son when he was at a dog park, and a friend called and said, "Oh my gosh, this woman just totally, got off on your son." And my question to myself was, do I go and speak my truth to her, or do I just surrender it and let it go? It's like, do I stay in? Do I, get out? And I got very still and quiet, and I asked the right question, which is, what is the lesson that not only am I learning, but that I'm teaching my son in this moment? And instantly the answer was, speak your truth. You're teaching him to speak his truth. So instantly I knew what my action was. So what I would say is, once you get very grounded in what am I learning, source, God, what is it that I'm learning in this moment, then you'll know what action you're going to take. If your lesson is to learn tolerance and patience, you may need to stay in the relationship. If your lesson is to gather up your power and be committed to your personal truth, and it can't happen in this relationship, then your answer is very easy. Leave. And then you leave with love.
That's right. That's right. You want to add anything to that, Jill?
I love everything Rebecca said. I can't think of a single thing to add. It was beautiful.
I know that is right. I know that is right. And the truth is, God, Source, Universe, Divine Mind, Christ, Consciousness, Buddha, Allah, whatever, is not outside of us. It's right within. So in every given moment, we can tune in, we can tap in and say, what must I be? What must I do? What am I supposed to do here? And this whole conversation is about developing, cultivating a relationship with the divine mind that knows all. That's the answer to so-called challenges. And when you have a relationship, when you cultivate that relationship with the God within and the God without, because God is everywhere, evenly present, you get to see life differently. As we get ready to release the show, Jill, tell us, give us some details about feng shui in your relationship course that you and Rebecca are teaching as we get ready to release the show.
So we're going to really show people and guide them step by step with very concrete principles and practices, things they can embody immediately, so they'll experience rapid change within themselves and also within the context of their relationships. The main thing to understand is that the way we've been operating, we've been working, struggling to try to figure all this out. When we start bringing in the whole feng shui piece of it, feng shui is all about maximum success, maximum benefit, maximum transformation through minimal effort. So it's the opposite of how we've been doing it. So we're going to offer these wonderful, powerful techniques and practices, again, so that it's going to be simple, easy, incredibly powerful to rapidly transform things. And so do you want to add something to that, Rebecca?
Oh, beautiful, Jill. And really, I think the greatest focus is how do we do that is through you know, we're gonna teach a lot of paradigm shifts, like really perceptual shifts that make everything then become so easy. So, yep, I love what you said, Jill.
Yes, yes, yes. And if you want to find out more, to register, go to fengshuiyourrelationship.com. So how do you know when it's time to feng shui a bad relationship? You just go to fengshuiyourrelationship.com, and when you read what's on there, you'll be like, yeah, the time is now. I'm doing it right now. And thank you, Jill. Thank you, Rebecca.
Thank you.
It's been so much joy. I feel so alive. The show started off in the way it started off, and I just feel grounded. And I think part of the joy of this thing called spiritual practice is knowing that no matter what, we can make it work. That's the beauty of it. Because at the beginning of the show, I'm just like, what is going on here? But through it all is not to run away from what the relationships are bringing us, but being able to embrace it all. It's not always easy, but you've got to visit the spiritual gym so that you can handle what the external world is throwing at us. And I thank you both for doing what you do, for assisting people to be the change they want to see, tap into that inner resources, and they get to really experience a life of love, joy, abundance, peace, and harmony, because we're all here to support one another. So I thank you two ladies, Rebecca Grado and Jill LeBeau, for what you do. And I look forward to having you ladies back again and having another wonderful conversation.
Sounds great.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
You're very welcome. And if you want to find out more about Jill LeBeau, you can go to Feng Shui Your Mind. Not your mouth, your mind.com. And if you want to find out more about Rebecca Grado, you can go to RebeccaGrado.com. That is Rebecca, GRADO. And thank you, ladies. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. Ah, life is good and it's getting better. What a show. My God, I can't even tell you how I did what I was doing here. And I'm extending the show. I'm talking to someone on Facebook who couldn't get through on the call. They had a question and I'm trying to listen. No, I don't say that to boast. I say that to just in a space of gratitude that really when we do our work, things work out naturally. There is already a flow. You know, what Jill and Rebecca is doing, they say living in the flow of love and abundance. You can't create the flow. The flow already exists. You don't create the love or the abundance. It already exists. The work is to embrace everything, the contrast that is blocking that, that is causing you not to experience the flow, that is causing you not to experience the love, the abundance, and all the good that is you, all that the universe has for you. We're getting ready to release the show. There's no need to wrap it up, but we're going to release it, give it to each and every one of you, and pass it on. Download the show, share it on your social network, share it with your friends, your lovers, your haters, your family, your friends, and everybody. And remember, your haters are your haters are your best teachers, because once you realize they're your best teachers, you can really embrace them and love them. And before they know, it's like, why are you hugging me? This is your haters we're talking about. Why are you hugging me? Let go. They're like, oh, wait. Oh, yeah. Push right there. That hurts. Oh, that feels so good. And before you know it, your hater becomes your lover. He's like, how are you moving to my house? Yes, that's the power of love. The power of love. And I want to pull something out here. Since we're talking about love and abundance, and who said men can multitask? Bam, I'm good. Yes, I said it. I am good. You guys have no clue what I've been doing here, but I'll tell you what I'm doing if you really want to know. So let me pull this up. My computer can't move as fast as me. I want to read this from Emmett Fox about love. I want to release the show with that, and I'll find a nice song to go with it. That this is love. This is what love can do. Real love. Not that emotional stuff that we get caught up in. Oh, I don't feel love today. You are love. But anyway, here we go. There is no difficulty that enough love will not conquer, no disease that enough love will not heal, no door that enough love will not open, no gulf that enough love will not bridge,
no wall that enough love will not throw down, no sin that enough love will not redeem. It makes no difference how deeply seated may be the trouble, how hopeless the outlook, how muddled the tangle, how great the mistake, a sufficient realization of love will dissolve it all. It's a realization. When you realize love for what it is, a sufficient realization of love would dissolve it. If only you can love enough, you would be the happiest and most powerful being in the world. That was downloaded through Emmett Fox. It is all about love. You are love. And be grateful. Be grateful for all the experiences, the challenges that are reminding you, that's knocking you, that's coming at you, door saying, you are love, you are love. If you keep holding on to what is familiar, then that love would increase the pressure, because love knows that you are love and is going to keep reminding you. If only you can love enough, you would be the happiest and most powerful being in the world. This is more than an idea. This is more than a concept. You have to embody it. You have to be it. You have to walk it. And then before you know it, somebody will come up to you and say, "Why, you seem to just move through life with effortlessness, with grace. How do you do it?" And then you, I don't know. I do? Oh, yeah. And then you start realizing you're already there. But you've got to do something so that you can be the love that you seek. I am so, so grateful for all of you in the chat room, those of you listening on the phone line and the archive, those of you listening live online. Thank you all. Marjorie, for your question. Tamara, oh, yeah, Big Dave was here too. Sorry, I didn't see it till late. Thank you, Dave, for being here. I'm so full. I am so full. I am so blessed. I am so grateful. I'm so grateful for you all, for your energy. We co-produced this show. We co-created it. And all I can say is, let's do it again. But don't wait till tomorrow. Do it in the next moment, in the next moment. And if you forget, if you get caught up in what's going on in external world, just bring yourself back. Just bring yourself back and ask, as Rebecca and Jill were sharing with us, what am I here to learn? What do I have to give? Well, what I want to give you right now, I want to give you the gift of music, the gift of song. But I don't know what it is. But let's see. Let's see. Let me feel my way through this. I got so many. Let me go through this big screen. Three screens. Can you believe that? Man. Oh, I know. I know. I know. Let's have a... I don't know. But anyway, the number is 347-426. This is Radio Speak. 347-426-3346. That's the number to store in your phone, or just remember it so you can call in tomorrow. Not Vanessa. Who is she? I don't know. We haven't made contact with her yet. But Venus will be joining us. Venus Andrich. She'll be joining us. She's a medium and spiritual counselor. She'll be here joining us. You don't want to miss the show for a spiritual tag team. And I'll be back. If you want to find out more about me, you can go to my website, Talking. Oh, I love it. Talking and searching and, oh, this guy's good. Yes, I'm showing off. And so I embrace that. But anyway, lifecoachade.com. Oh, here's a song. Lifecoachade.com. And the truth is, you've got to be the change you want to see. It's really that simple. You got to be the change you want to see, and that's the song I'm going to play. Make sure you favorite the show, follow the show, and like the show. All the good stuff, you know, all the stuff that we do. See, I'm having so much fun, I don't want to release the show. Release it, let it go, let it go. Do nothing. Practice the art of doing nothing and become the master of life. I love you, I bless you, I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. I'll see you here tomorrow at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and remember, don't go a day without Life Coach Ade. Woo, he said it. He said it.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Change You Want to See. This is Gina Renee featuring Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith, reminding us, reminding you to be the change you want to see. Peace and blessings. I'm out.
Peace. The dynamic of harmonizing good. Allow it to flow through your soul, because inside it will make you whole. I'm talking about you being you. Because no one else can set you free but you.
I'm putting gas in my car. I'm thinking about the war in Iraq. The air we breathe in is toxic and there's way more than that. The situation's international. Matter of fact, it's intergalactic. But don't make me get into that. Don't see how some be sleeping on the streets, while others they be living a life that's so sweet. I envision a world where everyone's needs will meet. Living off the earth in harmony and peace. The only reason some still be packing heat is 'cause their lives is so incomplete. We were all born perfect with everything we need to be free. Yet something happened, man. We stopped believing all we could be. Let's remember we're a part of nature. Expressing love is what we're made for. Deep in your heart, the answer's not far. Let's come together now and play our part. It's all like what you see. And the pain's just too much to believe. See, I can feel it calling me. I'ma be the change. It's all in me. One world in harmony. One world, one family. I ain't waiting on nobody. 'Cause I'ma be the change. It's all hurricanes, tsunamis, wars and famines. Between religions, misunderstandings. Many different people with the same passions. Just disconnected from our cause and our actions. It's time we recognize the law of attraction. And see we receiving exactly what we asking. And I'm focused on lack and limitations. Fear and separation. And I'm open to a new conversation. I'm talking about the love vibration. Everybody unification. A change is moving across the nation. Yeah, we choose courage and real communication. It's 'cause we know there's no time for wasting. The state of this world is our creation. Let's take a good look around this place. Yo, turn off your TV now, it's time to face this reality. Yo, this is the real show. The human race, we've been so disgraceful. We say we want peace, yet we're so wasteful. Killing all the life on earth to take up space for what? Yeah, we all want the same thing, but more happiness that won't bring. Yeah, we all know that we get what we give. Time's up now, how we gonna live? If you don't like what you see, and the pain's just too much to believe, say I can feel it calling me. I'ma be the change, it's all in me. One world in harmony. One world, one family. I ain't waiting on nobody, 'cause I'ma be the change, it's all.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.